We'll speak, Mr. Hashem, in the next 2 weeks a bit about Hakaras HaTov. And not that Yisrael's daughters said Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu, the Medrash states, Mashal Le'echot Shenoshchay Ha'arayd, someone was bitten by a snake, V'hayarotz Litein Raglov B'mai, he was running into the water to relieve his pain. Nosnul Nahar, he went into the Nahar, V'ra Tinoik Echot Shehu Shekeya B'mayim, and he saw a baby drowning in the water, sinking in the water. V'sholach Yodoi Hitziloi, he stuck his hand out and he saved the baby. Amar Lo HaTinoik, the Tinoik, little kid, child, expresses his Hakar Satayiv, Ilule Atok Var Hayisi Meis, not for you, who took me out of the water, I would have been dead already. Amar Loi, he said to him, Loi ani hitzalticho, eloho aroi shenishachani, ubarachti imenu, hu hitzilcho. It's not I who saved you. It's the aroi who bit me, caused me to run to the water. He's responsible for your having been saved. Hu hitzilcho. Kach, that's a mashal. Kach, the nimshal. Amru b'nais Yisrael l'Moshe. B'nais Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashar koichacha shehitzaltanu miyad haroim. Yashar koichach that you saved us from the roim. Amar lahem Moshe. Moshe told them, Oisei Mitzri sheharakti hu hitzil eschem. The Mitzri who I killed, he's the one who saved you. Because of him that I had to run here. Had I not had this story with the Mitzri, I wouldn't have run here. I would have never been able to save it. L'kach Omer Laviyem, L'kach Omru Laviyem, and therefore, the Bnei Yisrael told their father, told Yisrael, Ish Mitzri. And he said, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu, Ish Mitzri Kloimar, Mi Garam L'Zeshiyova Yetzleinu, who was Garam that Moshe Rabbeinu should come to us? Ish Mitzri. You see from this Chazal, Meredeke Yisod in Hakaras HaTov. Moshe had to be Marich and tell the Bnei Yisrael that I didn't save you, the Ish Mitzri saved you. The Maisei, you took him out of there. So they said you saved him, Mayesh. But no, the Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov, Atechon Advorim Magim, the Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov is such that Moshe Rabbeinu must tell them that it's not I who saved you, it's the Mitzri who saved you. Even though that the Mitzri saved you was the furthest thing from the Mitzri's mind, he had no intention whatsoever to save you. And furthermore, not only did he not intend to save you, he didn't even have good intentions. His kavana was to be mitzayer and to kill Yidden. And yet, since through that, Moshe Rabbeinu ended up saving them. It's Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu. You have a Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov to the Mitzri. Moshe is telling the Bnei Yisrael, you owe Hakaras HaTov, you have a Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov to the Mitzri. Chaim Shmuel Levin Zichron Levracha was very much marich in this Yisod. And from the from Chazal, he proved that even not only is there a Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov to a person or even to an aroid, to a living thing, but it's even to a non-living thing, even to an inanimate object, there's also a Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov. Like Chazal saying, Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis, Bira the Shosis Minei Loitir Mi Beikola. A Bira from which you drank water, don't throw stones in that beer. The Chiyuv Hakaras HaTov. We also see that, as we'll discuss more next week, from the Makas, right? From some of the Makas that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do because he made the Mayim, because of the Chayil. We'll see. What does the Daimim know about Hakaras HaTov? What does the Daimim have from your thanking the Daimim? How's it Shaykh? What's the Yisod? No, but still, there's a chiyuv hakaras hatayv to a daven. We'll show an extreme illustration of this, and then we'll explain what it means. There's a shittim kubetzes on that Gemara in Bava Kama Tzadik Beis that says bira deshoses minei leitirme beikola. Zok the shittim kubetzes. He brings dvarim nifloim from the Rimigash b'shem the Rif. That the Rif once took ill. The Rif was sick. And he came into a person's house who had a merchatz in his house, and he went into this, he used this merchatz, and this hanem in hamerchatz, and he had hanoah from the merchatz. Well, of a soif, Yorad, a ma'areach, this guy who brought him into the house for the merchatz, Yorad min achosov, he came on to hard times, lost his money. So then the Balichayv had to come and take it al yedei shuma to shots up to see how much it's worth and to sell it. And they wanted the rift to come to be done on this merchatz by giving away the merchatz. So what did the rift say? V'loy b'mecher v'loy b'shuma v'loy b'shum dover v'misyachet b'y l'fishin nehenesi mimenu. I can't be involved in selling it or anything or getting rid of it or giving it away because I had hanoah from this merchatz. It's a bit difficult to understand, but what's mukhach from this inyan is that the yichyav achiv hakara satayiv to a merchatz. Merchatz is an inanimate object. Merchatz doesn't know anything. The merchatz won't be insulted. What's the inyan over here? What's the... So the pshat here is as follows. Lu yitzuyer. That the aroid bit the person in the mashal is brought, right, in the medrash rabba. Lu yitzuyer. We would look at it that the aroid bit the person was totally mikra. If it was totally chance, then it wouldn't be shayach any musig of hakaras atayv at all to the aroid. Right? It's total chance. It's a roll of the dice. It happens to have happened. Now, there would have been a chiyuv hakaras hatayv. What's the yisayd ha-yisaydis of the hakaras hatayv? Because it's the belief that it's not mikra, but that even though the kavan of the aroid was not to save this tinek, nonetheless, Hashem yotza hadavar, the hashgach of the Eibishter was such that the Eibishter was misaviv that the aroid should be neishech in order that he should go to the water in order to be matzal the tinek. Then already that shaykh. In other words, the aroid was a vehicle. The aroid was a hechetimtza for the kiyum of the rotzen Hashem to save the tinek. Therefore, the Eibishter had it that the aroid bit the person. The person runs to the water or goes into the water, sees the tinek in the water, and saves the tinek. And saves the tinek. Could say even a bit more that the lefize that the yisod of the hakaras hatoiv is mushrash in the emuna that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom from hashkachas pratis on the from hashkachas pratis on the bria. That means b'teichai it's be'etzem not a chiyuv of hakaras hatoiv to the aroid. It's to see the aroid as the shliach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the roiv chazdei v'ashgachosai, that he used this to bring about the taiva that he did. Now, we are in the habit of calling hakaras hatoiv, it becomes little more than paying lip service and saying thank you very much, you know. Ogretzolt, I paid back my debt to you by saying thank you. It's a chiyuv hakaras hatoiv eskilu. It's a chiyuv tashlumen of kind words in exchange for some good that was done. But if you look at the word hakaras hatoiv, you see that it has nothing to do with that. Hakaras hatoiv doesn't mean tashlum for toiv. Hakaras hatoiv means to be makir what the toiv, to recognize, to understand in a deep way what the toiv is. That's hakaras hatoiv. Hakaras hatoiv is be'etzem not a chiyuv to the aroid. It's a chiyuv of hakaras atayv, to understand the tayv that via the aroid, to understand the tayv that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did to you by means that brought about for you by by means through the aroid. Through the aroid. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tried to impart to the Bnei Yisrael. That ish mitne, that it wasn't I who saved you. The Eibishter brought about this whole thing with the Mitzri, that the Mitzri should want to kill me, that I should have to run. The shayrish of that, that you got saved, that you got helped to get away from the Roim, the shayrish of that goes back to the fact to the Mitzri. The Eibishter was mesaver from the Mitzri. You have to be makir, understand the bigger picture, that all the way from that, that was setting in motion the acts which culminated in my being here to prevent you from the Rayim. That's a hakara, that's a full hakara of what the Tayv is. That hakara sa Tayv is to understand that it's not mikri, that it's not mikra, and to be makir, that everything that's done is not mikra, it's nashgacha protos of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who's mashpia Tayv. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, that the sheirish of that, that he was matzal them, was al yidei the ish mitzri. Al yidei the ish mitzri, because it wasn't mikra. That's also why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the yoyer or make a makah from the chayil. He hit the chayil, like we'll see in Rashi in next week's parasha. That's the yisoid, that hakaras ha-toiv is be'etzem, to understand the toiva. Now look, take a deeper look at the world and see how the Eibishter was mesavev, all the wheels that the Eibishter makes to begin turning to culminate in the Tevah for you. That's Hakaras HaTev, to understand the Tev. It's a chiyuv be'etzem on the person himself, on the government himself. It's not a debt that he owes the other person. The son is Hakaras HaTev. Good Shabbos.